You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The Society of St. Vincent de Paul was formed in France in 1839. 12 years later, this charitable organization made its way to the United States. And today, there are chapters of St. Vincent de Paul in communities all across our country. The organization focuses on works of charity and justice by offering person-to-person service to those in need. And one major way St. Vincent de Paul helps locally is by keeping people in their housing situation. And as our state continues to grow, housing, as we all know, is becoming a bigger and bigger issue. Joining me live in studio today to talk more about this is Ralph May. He is the executive director of the St. Vincent de Paul Society. Welcome to the program.
Hey, I'm happy to be here.
So tell me about your mission locally, especially when it comes to people in housing.
So we are focused, almost all of our focus is to prevent homelessness. So the idea is keep the people in their homes. It's much less costly to keep them in their homes than to have them lose their homes and try to put them back into housing. So we help people in a variety of ways. We have food pantries. Mm-hmm. And the food pantries go a long ways towards helping people find the way to be able to pay their... I mean, if they're hungry, they're not going to pay their rent first. They're going to eat. And so that is a big piece. But probably the most direct aid that we do is through our helpline. So we have helplines set up throughout the Treasure Valley. And anyone that's in need, that feels like they are in need, can call the helpline. They get a response by volunteers. So those volunteers come out to their home, meet them in their residence, do a very basic assessment mm-hmm. to see what kind of help we can offer. And then they help them through rent assistance, utility assistance, clothing, or household goods, sometimes with transportation. It's kind of depends. It's not closed in any way, shape, or form. We have the latitude to be able to help them in the way that they need help.
And talk to me about these home visits, because this is, you know, quite unique, I think, to your mission in the sense that you do, as you said, literally go out to people's homes, do these assessments. I mean, you yourself, I mean, you're the executive director, but you do home visits.
Yes, I do. I have done many home visits, and it is a key part of who we say we are. So the idea is that it's much more personal. It's much more, I am taking the person more into account if I'm going to take the effort to go meet the person in their home. Mm-hmm. And it's much more comfortable for most people to sit in their own home, not stand in a line at a social service agency and wait to be served in an office. So the idea is to make it much more person to person, much less detached and mm-hmm. institutional. So these are all volunteers that go out to do home visits. Mm-hmm. They all are committed to do this. They all believe very much in the ability of really caring about another person mm-hmm. and really listening to that other person. There's a great deal of healing and help that comes just through that action. Beyond the money or the goods that we can provide, that action is important.
It's that human connection.
It's the human connection, and it's unfortunately in this age, electronic age, and I'm as tied to my cell phone as anybody and the screens, but in this electronic age, it's less human. And that human-to-human mm-hmm. contact, we believe, mm-hmm. is critical in serving those in need.
Are the faces of who you are serving changing? And I ask that based on the fact that we are growing as a state, as an urban area. Our housing is going through the roof. So are the faces of who you are seeing, is it people that we may be surprised by?
There are certainly surprises, and we're surprised. I would say there's somebody surprised every day in what we do, because we do see thousands each year. And it is changing. People that were able to get by before because mm-hmm. of the escalating rents are no longer able to get by. And so they're calling. So we have people
So these are like working,
elderly,
but even people like I would think working parents.
Working
like,
parents like struggle parents. Mightily,
yeah.
Especially if you're talking about a single parent.
Right.
But if you don't have two workers in the home that are or one that is making a lot of money, they're going to struggle. We just know that. The rents are high. And if you've got a couple of small children or a couple of kids of any age, that's a stretch.
Right.
So we have, like you say, the surprise comes every day.
Yeah.
And we can't really anticipate, and I can't stereotype and give you generality as to who we see because of the unevenness of that.
Gotcha.
And I think we are as surprised, the people themselves are surprised.
That they even need help, probably.
That is one of the themes that you'll see in a home visit is that they were surprised. There are people that have struggled for years, but there's others and a growing number that are surprised themselves. They were taken by surprise that they are in a situation where they actually have to ask for help.
And I think to be clear, St. Vincent de Paul is a Catholic charity, but you do not have to be Catholic.
Absolutely.
And I think that's a good clarification to make.
It is a Catholic based charity, or that's where it comes from. Mm-hmm. It's a separate 501c3. So it's its own charity, it's its own piece. That's the values that we come from. We have volunteers from all faiths. We have volunteers with no faith. We serve anyone in any circumstances, regardless of there are no boundaries to who we serve.
I'm speaking with Ralph May. He's the executive director of the St. Vincent de Paul Society. And since you are a charitable organization and you help so many people, you do need money, finances, to be able to give this assistance. And so one of the things you do is a fundraiser, and I don't want to call it a gala because I was specifically told that this is food and fun and a party. So talk to me about what you are doing in June.
So it is a fun event.
Right.
It's a benefit night, but it's a fun event. And it is not in the sense of your traditional gala at all. Mm-hmm. It is at Jump. So it's another fun
location. Yeah.
And so we are very excited about that. We are going to be having it's tapas for a cause. So tapas for a cause. The idea is there's going to be multiple stations around
to eat,
to get your food, and to be able to prepare, get what you would like, but to graze, and to more than anything, to be able to interact with all the other people that are there and just enjoy. There's going to be a photo booth. There's I'm curious to try this. They talk about a wobbly putting green or something. It's supposed to take the professionals out of the loop too.
Oh, okay. Just,
everybody's the same.
Well, we'll see about that, right?
So there's a variety of things to do. Mm-hmm. We're going to be pulling the car raffle ticket that night.
Okay, so talk to me about this, because you have some people have a chance to win a brand new car.
Absolutely.
And it's $100 per ticket.
It's $100 per ticket. We're only selling 600 tickets. So that's all that will be
sold. That's pretty good odds.
Not 601. There's only 600 tickets sold. And so that is good odds. And with that, it's a 2019 Subaru Forester Jasper Green. But it's a beautiful car. I have had the pleasure of moving it in a few locations to promo it. One thing that I do want to say, too, on top of that is if you leave the wrap on the car for a year, Team Subaru will give you a tank of gas a week and free oil changes.
Oh, we'll see. It just gets better and better. So all of the money raised will go towards helping our community members in need.
Absolutely. All money goes to help people in need. It is our single biggest event fundraiser that we do all year long. And it is, of course, a critical need in our community.
And it is June 21st at Jump in downtown Boise. I want to thank you for coming in today and talking to us a little bit more about St. Vincent de Paul.
Thank you.
My guest today, Ralph May, he is the executive director. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.